All right. Let me hit this marker here. Let me go to this. That goes to a little mark there.
Oh, I brought a very nice treat this morning. People saying
going around there. Let me
hit this really nice cinnamon bun.
There. This has to be up on this page. Let me hit refresh.
Okay. I'm gonna take a bite out of it here. But I won't handle it with my hand.
There. This is a start.
Because my hands will get all sticky.
We're running a little late, so we'll do the fast version. Here we go.
60, 59. 58,
this is a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
55.
This continues to be a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
38.
Right now.
37.
You're listening to the countdown.
35.
To the Slade and Mason show.
11.
Yes.
10.
This is our
both those shows I told you. One is running already.
Six, good.
So. 2. 1.
I'm so proud of you.
Now broadcaster. From the Slade Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia.
Oh,
it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, no, I'm Dan Slade.
I'm Dan Mason,
and this is the Slade and Mason Show.
I got so busy that I couldn't even get a chance to indulge. You know, I'm angry. I'm angry.
Okay, which, by the way, I should have three females. Tomorrow afternoon. Where do they like sunlight? Do they not like sunlight? These females.
Who are you talking about?
You said you didn't have a chance to imbibe. And I said, speaking of which, I have three females coming Monday. Do they like sunlight or do they not like sunlight?
No, they, as a matter of fact, they love sunlight.
They love sunlight. All right. Now, yep. I know where they will hang out then. Okay.
Okay, here you're hearing this clandestine plan on my part there. But before we go anywhere else, I would like to start like I start every year. This hello, you mothers.
All right, now this is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us. It's like a radio program.
Mostly
we
about
share
us.
With you
nothing
news stories
like any
and
radio
things
show
we see throughout the week. It's our take on
like
it. Basically, we're saying the things you're thinking, like, you know, but you'd never hear the radio. We're just
like
here having some fun. So don't take it all too seriously.
It.
Just enjoy. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music, because quite frankly, we're not going to pay for the music, but we want you guys to be entertained. We have a picture from 2016 from Instagram. We have one from Twitter from 2022, back when Twitter was Twitter. And we have one on, well, Meta, Facebook, whatever the heck it is, from 2024. Go find them. As always, we're brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats. If you enjoy what you're listening to, sorry. But, you know, that's the way we roll here.
Yeah, we hard, man. We hard.
Now, this is a weekly podcast that occurs every Sunday, and it is just that. We're just sitting down. We're having a nice little conversation. We're pulling up news stories, and we're sharing each other's ideas about what they think about these news stories. And sometimes we hit the mark, and sometimes we go,
eh, more often than not, we hit the mark, man.
Yeah. We've been doing good. We've been doing good. So if this is your first time here, thanks for stopping by. So now, as we do every Sunday morning, we ask the infamous. Can you tell what I watched
from
this weekend?
From now on, I want to be known as Broadcaster Emeritus. I am. I'm going to demand that from the radio station.
Okay. You let me know how that works.
Broadcaster Emeritus, J.D. Slade. Yes. It just got such a nice ring to it.
All right. And now we bring you Mr. J.D. Slade, Broadcaster Emeritus, sharing with everyone here in the listening area his Sunday morning observation. Mr. Slade, you have the floor.
Oh. Well, it's like, can I have the ceiling too? Because I need to cover myself up from the rain. All right, listen. Good morning, my friends. First off, let me just take a sip of my wonderful cup of coffee. Ow!
Wait.
You ever put a hot mouthful of coffee in your mouth? Jeez.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
Okay, but it's because I have this delicious cinnamon bun. But let's not waste time. Let me get right to it. So buckle up, buttercup. I have got a May Mayhem rant of epic proportions.
Uh-oh.
May. Just saying the name conjures mental images of a frazzled party planner maintaining caffeine while dodging confetti cannons.
Yeah.
This month is like a clown car overflowing with social obligations, each one more stressful than the last.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
first.
Weddings.
First, you've got prom.
Prom.
Remember prom? Those magical nights of awkward dancing, questionable punch, and enough corsages to stock a florist's discount bin?
Yeah.
Now you get to relive that vicariously through your teenager, who's convinced that their prom is the social event of the century.
Mm.
Spoiler alert, it is not. Prepare for endless debates about dresses that cost more than your rent, tuxedos that look like, well, that they belong on a 9-year-old ring bearer, and the existential dread of who will take who. Just be thankful social media wasn't a thing in your prom days, because those photos would be enough to induce permacringe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Now, listen. All right. Then there are graduations. Now, have you ever seen a group of people more excited to wear uncomfortable robes in sweltering heat?
Yeah.
This is a day that's supposed to celebrate achievement, but it feels more like a mass sheep shearing. The only entertainment comes from the inevitable almost fell off the stage grad or the one whose tassel gets stuck in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget the proud parents who transform into sniffling ricks at the drop of a mortarboard. Just remember, tissues are your friends, and maybe bring a flask. You'll need it. All right. Let's talk about weddings.
Uh-oh.
May is apparently peak I do season, because what's more romantic than getting married when everyone else is too busy freaking out about their own social calendars to attend?
Mm-hmm.
This is a month where every weekend's consumed by overpriced chicken dinners and open bars fueled by forced merriment. You spend more time catching the bouquet than genuinely enjoying the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even get me started on the pressure to find the perfect wedding gift. May is basically a competition to see who can give the most uninspired KitchenAid mixer.
It's a 247-15. It's top of the line.
But hey, amidst the madness, there's got to be some fun, right? May flowers? Overrated. More like May meltdowns. But hey, at least it's a good excuse to raid the clearance rack for all those discounted prom dresses. Maybe you can turn one into a graduation gown for next year. I'm just saying. May is messy. It's stressful. It's enough to make you want to hide under the covers until June.
Mm.
But hey, at least it's never boring. So take a deep breath, embrace the chaos, and remember, this too shall pass. And hey, if all else fails, there's always Memorial Day cookouts to look forward to.
No.
Just try not to set yourself on fire while grilling.
Yeah, that's always fun. Bring a fire extinguisher. I've seen you cook.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
I mean, you know, again, I'm, thank you very much. Again,
yeah, I have a.
I just want you to feel the season.
Yeah, there's a wedding next weekend. I won't be able to attend, but yeah, it's up north, up in that place up north. You know, that place that's shaped like a big peanut, you know, next to New York, Pennsylvania. Yeah, so I'll be able to go to that one, but that's all right. It is that season, my friend. You are absolutely correct.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Just all this, like, hey, winter's over. Let's all come outside. The pollen's already dropped. We've already mown the lawn 6 times and it's up to our navels. Let's go. Let's party. Yeah. That's it. That's what's happening. But,
like I said, there again, it's just, I get to sit every graduation, because it's like the radio station is right near the field they graduate.
Oh.
And I get to see all these people. They're wearing the most uncomfortable shoes, trying to walk up Spicer's Mill Road.
Valedictorians. And this will be the finest moment of our lives where we will take over the world.
We have the opportunity as a future.
We will be doing this for our children's children.
I graduated 50 years ago, and I heard the same speech. Yeah, we are the future, and we are the leaders, and we have the promise of a new way of doing things. Yes, we do.
No, we won't, because...
Here's the thing. Just fall into place, because my partner is about to tell you why.
Yes, why it's all a bunch of
bunk. You don't have any control of anything.
That's it, boys and girls. It's all over. It's all over, and I'll tell you why. Have I got some stories this week?
Dan Mason and his AI report.
I have one or two. I got four stories today. So it's Sunday. And apparently there's a church up in New Jersey that's decided, you know what? I'm just going to put up a 84-inch screen and click into AI and boop, there you go. So there's a virtual priest giving a virtual sermon for a full church. Oh my gosh. No thought behind it. Just plug it in, let it roll. It's all good. Don't worry about it. And if you're ever looking to be your own ChatGPT, there is now a portable AI supercomputer. It only weighs about 55 pounds, and it comes with four GPUs. It comes with 246 terabytes of storage, and it only takes up 2,500 watts of integrated power supply. And it's a suitcase style, and you can take it on. It's out. It's actually airplane acceptable. And also, OpenAI has announced a search engine to rival Google. You know, where like, you know when you Google and you Google something and you get a list of like 67 things and they're not the one you're looking for, and you have to keep tearing through and like doing your own research and like reverse engineering the words and trying to find out. Well, apparently OpenAI is going to be doing this really weird thing like, hey, what is the airspeed velocity of a swallow? It'll give you the list of all the swallows and whether they're laying or not. This just in.
Oh, boy. Can't wait to get that information.
Wait. Apparently, there's some backdoor issue. Maybe they won't be going with Google.
I don't like backdoors. Now, those are usually gross.
Now, there's something else going on here. Apparently, OpenAI is going to be showing up on your Apple phone. Yeah, that's the new one. That's going to be on Apple. There's a little handshake going on with that one. And Meta, you know Meta. That's that.
Yeah. Used to be
Facebook. Apparently, they have now integrated, and be afraid, this is going to be ucking annoying, because they have decided, they have released a pair of Ray-Ban smart glasses that you can't tell that they have cameras, that they're doing integration. It is actually built into little logos on the side. And they look like a regular pair of glasses. You are going to be searched. You are going to be identified.
Okay, Dano. All right, listen, tracked. I have a question.
Welcome to the future.
I have a question for you to think about. All right, here's the thing about. Think about it, Dano. Listen, how many people walk into polls when they're just looking down at their phone?
Oh,
can you
lots
imagine collisions with people wearing these damn glasses? Well, no.
But here's the deal. No, it's putting a virtual screen up in front of them. So if there's a person coming towards you, the screen will pop down and you'll see that person right in front of you. And what it does is it scans the database and it says, her name is Marguerite. And you walk up and go, hey, Marguerite, how are you doing? It's good to see you again. She sits there and goes, I have no idea who the hell you are.
Do I know you?
You know Marguerite from the following expert. Oh, yeah, you and I went to Larry's party like 15 years ago, and you were sitting over the corner. And,
oh, God.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you again. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's the future we're going to be sending, boys and girls. So anybody who's got some Ray-Bans,
and I
got
to tell you,
run away.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what? Back in the 80s, when computers, I told you, first started becoming really popular, and people started using the screens and they were talking to each other all over the world, I predicted at that point, at some point, we are going to become pod people.
Yeah.
We will all have our own little pod.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we will. We'll have that in our computer and our screen, and that's all the communications we will do. And that's where we're heading.
It's great.
Beware.
He's warning us.
I'm telling you, be afraid.
Be afraid, boys and girls. It's happening. It's coming. coming. Okay, now.
It's here! Oh, my God! Hey, man.
Yeah.
You should be sad. You should be sad today.
Why?
You're supposed to say why.
Oh, why?
Because a great immortal human being passed away this weekend. And you're familiar with their work. I know you are. Would you like to hear a couple of titles?
Sure.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of...
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Plan 9, Outer
Space. Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
50-Foot Woman.
No Bringing No Memories Yet?
No. Rick Moranis? No.
No, sir. Roger Corman. King of the B-movies, man.
So, and that was interesting. That came up. I didn't recognize him. I'm like, wait a minute. Why do I not know him? If he's like a B...
I have
guy.
No.
All right, hold on.
He is the king of B movies, man. He's the one who got Bela Lugosi his last acting role. Ed Wood, what a great movie.
All right, let me.
Anyway, the thing of it is that Roger Corman made Little Shop of Horrors for $30,000.
Oh, so he was the director.
Because it's like he was broke. He was, yes.
Okay. All right.
And so, but I mean, it's like it was. The Plan 9 from Outer Space was classic because you'd have this spaceship and you could actually see the wires.
Yeah, why not?
As they, because they didn't have CGI, you know?
And you had to get the lighting right. And if you had the lighting wrong, you see the wires. Yeah.
You saw the wire, man. Yeah. It's like, again, I mean, but Roger Corman, like I said, he put Bela Lugosi to work when he was well washed up. You know, again, he made a lot of, and they were generally...
Bad exploitation movies.
Yeah, but really bad movies. But the thing of it is that he was cranking them out. He is responsible in a part of at least 500 movies.
What? That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean,
movies.
You know, again, like I say, this is because, listen, in our childhood, when you watched Chiller Theater on Channel 11,
oh, yeah.
You usually saw one of Roger Corman's movies.
let's see we got Crab Monsters, we got Bucket of Blood,
yeah,
I Salvage,
yeah, I mean Roger
the Raven,
responsible for some of the most garbage that came out of Hollywood. But on the same token, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Because that was when you also could go to a movie and see a double feature with a cartoon in the middle.
Attack of the Crab Monster.
So Roger Corman's film would be the B movie.
So he's
while
dead.
Hercules would be the A. Yeah, he died this week.
He died. Sorry, Roger. Didn't know who you were. My bad.
Hey.
All right.
Man.
But.
Dan, it's like, you know, here's the thing.
What?
I mean, you and I are the most weird people that I know.
Yeah.
And we know so much about so much little insignificant crap. The fact that you wouldn't know Roger Corman sort of disappointed me.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it really does.
Hey, did
That's
you go
like
outside
saying,
last
who
night?
Who the hell is Felix the Cat?
Did you go?
Did worry. I what?
Felix the Cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat. Did you go out last night and take a look at the Aurora Borealis?
I saw the Ouroboros eyelids. I have heard that this is you can almost see the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, as far south as Alabama.
Yeah.
As
but,
far west as Oregon.
But one small problem. We had cloud cover last night. So couldn't see a thing. Plus, I think I went to bed at 8. So.
You know what? I have a solution.
What?
I have a solution for you. Yeah. You go, there's this site that's called YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And you put in the search Aurora Borealis.
No.
And it'll show you some of the most amazing sights.
No.
Even
no.
closer than if you were in Alabama.
No. No. So what?
And what you do is you turn all the lights off in your house in the dark, and then it's really spooky.
No. It's much easier. What you do is you go into your closet, right? And you reach up and you pull the suitcase out and it drops the anvil that was sitting up on the top shelf there and it hits your head and you see the stars and you see the Aurora Borealis. Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, yes, your Acme company anvil. Hey, buddy, listen, I got to talk to you about something serious.
Okay, something serious. I hate serious.
You know.
Oh, here it comes.
All right, listen. Yeah, here it comes. Okay, right, look, you know, we as a society, and we make fun of it at the end of the program, we as a society are some really fat, overweight sons of beeswaxes.
Listen,
but, you know, the thing of it is that they're trying. See, the thing of it is that I have always been told there is no magic pill.
Mm-hmm.
You have to reduce your intake, watch mm-hmm. what you eat, mm-hmm. exercise, mm-hmm. and that's how you lose and maintain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I haven't had a bone against Oprah Winfrey for probably 40 years. And see, the thing of it is, I'm the guy who was on the radio pointing out when she came out with those size 8 Calvin Kleins, that season, as you watch the season, her knees got bigger and bigger and bigger because she was putting it all back on. When she admitted last year that, well, you know, it's like my weight's been fodder for everybody for years. So it's like I have to admit that I did take a drug to help lose weight, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. All right. So now you're right. You sang the song Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, you know that the purpose for Ozempic was originally to help diabetics reduce their A1C.
That is correct.
And, well, because I'm diabetic, so I know this, but I wouldn't do Ozempic because there are side effects, and they haven't even gotten to them all yet.
No.
But this week, I found one. It's called Ozempic Butt.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
The Daily Mail says that another Ozempic side effect is trending. Ozempic users are experiencing Ozempic Butt. I just love saying Ozempic butt.
Posterior. Ozempic, you have to say Ozempic posterior.
No, Ozempic butt is defined as significant buttock shrinkage. Women are attempting to maintain their shapely rears by doing squats. Some users are also suffering from hair loss. Women claim that their hair is falling out in clumps in the shower. Oh, but darling, you only weigh 110 pounds.
Soaking wet.
Now, here's the other thing I want to get into this. Okay. Cultural differences.
Mm-hmm.
In my culture, we have been described as, you know, generally thick lips, generally beefy exterior.
Mm-hmm.
Our women have fairly round buttocks,
mm-hmm.
which back in the 60s was something that your people didn't want. They thought that big butts were unattractive. Oh, man, look how, do you remember what's that guy's name? I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
You brothers can't deny. So anyway, so now it's
Andy
like,
Murphy.
Now
yeah. it is. Sorry.
All right. So
where are we going with this? Come on, because this is really getting rambling.
I'm going in the last 20 years. In the last 20 years,
this is like my microwave story. But go ahead.
SWs have been trying to enhance that area of the body.
Uh huh.
You know, again, they're doing all kinds of things, getting buns of steel. And, you know, again, they're doing squats. But here's the thing. After all that work to get that beautiful round behind, guess what? Ozempic is going to shrink it back down and make it look like you got two books back there.
Oh, my God. You're talking about Sir Mix-a-Lot. Anyway, but yes. And then, as you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. And apparently the whole Ozempic side effect thing is normal for anybody losing a lot of weight. What's the one woman, she married the guy and then he died shortly after that. She weighed like 2,000 pounds and she, I married my, anyway, so.
Oh, my 600 pounds.
Yeah, sister or something like that. Right. So. She went through a gastric bypass and same thing, everything like that happened. But you got to realize you still got all this skin and structure that's sitting there. And then, of course, everything just kind of disappears with all the fat because your body's been sucking it up and turning it into energy. So Ozempic butt is actually just a side effect of losing a lot of weight. But,
well, you see, again, I you know, but we do not know. We do not know the long range harm that this Ozempic will do to people who are normally healthy people. Mm-hmm. And they're just doing it because they think, oh, now I can get that. I mean, look, God made me a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, I try to make sure I stay healthy, but, you know, I've ranged from 340 to 199
mm-hmm.
in my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
I look sickly when I'm at 199. Mm-hmm. I look fat at 340. Mm-hmm. So it's like I found a very comfortable mid-range. It's like I'm at 234, you know, again, and that's quite a bit of difference. It looks a lot different.
Yeah.
But when I first lost the weight, Dan, I did it the wrong way. See, I did it, and I admit that I did it, but it's like anybody listening, don't try it. I did it through the StemFast diet. Now, for those of you who do not know what the StemFast diet is, I was involved in some nefarious activities, which, of course, were involved with products that are against the law.
Uh-huh.
And I lost 144 pounds. I lost 144 pounds in 8 months.
Wow. That's not
good. Now, here's the thing. The things that you were talking about, you know, man, all of a sudden you just lost all that weight. And now you got all this skin.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's hanging everywhere. Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
So it's like I thought, okay, I got to put some of this weight back on. So now I'm at a comfortable weight that I can maneuver with. And my A1C is, my doctor tells me it's perfect. So, you know, and I didn't use Ozempic.
It's perfect, just like you. Yay!
Yes, thank you. Yay!
With that in mind, boys and girls, we'll be right back after this short message from our commercial sponsor.
We're returning to the Slade and Mason Show.
And then I'll talk about all these things on my list. I have a long list of things.
Today in history, May 12th, 1551. The National University of San Marcos is the oldest university in the Americas, founded in Lima, Peru. Majored in coffee picking and goat herding. 1797, Napoleon I of France conquers Venice. Yeah, but it was underwater, so big deal. 1926, Italian-built airship Norge becomes the first vessel to fly over the North Pole. Of course, they had to get out of there in a big hurry because Santa's anti-aircraft guns were on them pretty bad. So, 1965, the Soviet Union spacecraft Luna 5 crashes onto the moon. This, of course, was after the successful Luna 4 landing, or crash landing, I should say. And this was between three failures, the E6, number 6, and number 5, and the Cosmos 60. See, you should have just kept them calling Luna 4, Luna 5. It would have been just fine, I guess. And finally, 2002, Jimmy Carter arrives in Cuba for a five-day visit with Fidel Castro, becoming the first president of the United States in or out of office to visit the island since Castro's 1959 revolution. Rumor has it he was there for friendly terms to set up negotiations between the two countries. The real reason was to reload his cigar supply. It's the truth. I'm Dan Mason, and that's May 12th.
If you have tried to start a family and you just can't seem to, call the experts at Kenner's Pond Medical Center. With years of experience, we have a 100% fertility record. That is, if you're not in a family way, within three cycles, there is no charge. Meet the man behind the system.
Hey there, Carmine DeGuzio. I've been getting women fertile for years. I don't use them IVF or IUI systems. I do it the old-fashioned way, just like your dad did years ago. Think you can't get pregnant? Don't worry about it. Send me an 8x10 color picture of yourself, then we'll talk. A little wine, some dying food will stop at my place, and bam, it'll be like magic.
So if you're ready to start your family, the safe and natural way. Call Kenner's Pond Medical Center and have your photo ready. Kenner's Pond Medical Center, ready every night.
Don't you let me fall. Put my mule kicking in your stall. Kick him up, but don't know. Kick him up,
kick
but
don't
know.
Don't you know.
Kicking mother for you, I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Happy Mother's
Keep
Day.
Keep a hot dog, baby, no, it's never cold. He's just right for the future old rogue. Tight him up, but don't know. Fit him up for you,
don't you know.
Jam up, mother, for you, I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that
I
one.
I love my woman, though, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I ain't gonna put up with the way she do. My gal doing something ain't gonna work. Me or her one just in line get hurt. Evil mother, for you, don't know.
Just heard some
I'm
words in there, I guess. Share with
you. So that monkey and the baboon are playing something up. The monkey when the money is scared to pick it up. The monkey stumbled, mama. The baboon fell. The monkey grabbed the money and it run like hell. Tuck them up,
Well, there's lots of
the real mother.
Listen, mother, for you, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I don't love my woman, tell the reason why. Feel my pants full of red devil lie. Was a woman, mother, for you, don't know. Running, mother, for you, don't know. Smoking, mother, for you, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. My grandpa told grandma last year, got too old for the ship, your girl. You stiff motherfucker, don't know. You out motherfucker, don't know. You a rotten motherfucker, you ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
I forgot what I was doing.
Real motherfucker, don't you know.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
You've got to remind me when that was made.
Hold on.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, like 1940s. But here's the deal. Every time I hear it, there's something new I hear in there, and I'm like... Did you just say...
Yes, it's about the ship.
No. It was about... I don't think I even want to talk about it. Remind me to tell you about it afterwards. I had to listen to that a couple of times and go, did he just say... Okay. All right,
Before you give the disclaimer, before you give the disclaimer and all that, listen, I got to ask you, before you start the commercial, but you got to identify what that song was.
Yeah, that was our favorite. Dirty Red with Mother Foya for Mother's Day. Because today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Have a real mother for you, don't you know? Hello, you mothers.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
that was
during
funny,
today in history,
yeah.
You mentioned something, and I didn't realize. You know, you cannot buy Cuban cigars in the United States.
That's right. Yep.
But
yep.
If you cross the border to Canada, you can buy all the Cubans you want.
That's right.
They do not adhere to the stupid rule that we imposed on Cuba. So as a result, that's how come they get really great cigars and we get El Producto.
That was John F. Kennedy at the time. It was an appropriate move at our time to make him invalid.
And he loved Cubans. He loved the Cubans.
Yes.
You know,
and his nephew apparently likes to eat worms. So... Robert Kennedy, worm, brain. You know that? Anyway, this portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats.
What is Icy Something Icy?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I know you are, because it's like it's cute.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ask, what is?
I should read more about this, shouldn't I? Yes. Well, I see something, I see trees.
Didn't get the memo, I know.
is a big red food truck that my buddy Sheila and her husband Al purchased, retrofitted, and got ready after a trip to Hawaii. They were enamored by these wonderful, wonderful treats almost on every corner, where they have these Italian ice shredding machines where they shave the ice and it makes a snowfall and you put the flavorings on it and you're there in the tropics and you're having a wonderful time and it's just a special, special treat. She got back over here to the States. Nothing. There's nothing like that. So she and her husband thought about it. They got all the rules and regulations in place and they built a food truck that has these Italian ice shredding machines here in the States. You can enjoy it. You can have a taste of the Hawaiian Islands right here in Virginia, as a matter of fact. They actually do go cross-border from time to time, but mostly
and
here in Northern Virginia.
You know,
Virginia,
there is
Virginia.
Another company in the area that claims that they've got all this best ice treats, But mm-hmm. you know what? Mm-hmm. When you take their ice treats, they probably have some good flavors, mm-hmm. but when you put it in your mouth, it's more like...
Yeah, they take big ice cubes and make them into smaller ice cubes. That's about all they do. Yep. So
and when you're eating, you know, I see something icy, it goes like, here's the spoon and here it is.
It's as smooth as ice cream, but it is ice. So it's not that big. It, you know, it doesn't, you know, stick to the back of your throat like ice cream can do.
Yeah. No. Make you get loogies and such.
Yeah. It's great. It's like, no, but it's a really tasty treat. They have over 50 flavors. Last time I checked. You should give them a call at 804-617-8827, especially if you have a birthday party coming up. JD was talking about his morning observation, the fact that there are all these parties coming up, weddings. You know, this would be a really nice special treat. Give them a call, 804-617-8827, to get that going.
But don't think that you've got all the time in the world, because they are booking up steadily.
They are. Actually, I found out something.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, there we go. What I found out was week before last was their first week. They decided April was too cold and too rainy and too not worth opening up. So they are now in full bore. You will see them occasionally just parked, you know, at a friend's place, what have you. Go on up. Have a little treat. You know, birthday parties, fundraisers, corporate events, things like this. This is where you want to employ them. Again, give them a call, 804-617-8827, or you can go to their website at www.icey-somethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
icey.com. I'm trying to have long pregnant pauses like my partner. Again, or they're on Instagram, Facebook. I think it was like, I see why. Leave the G off, for goodness sake. Yeah. Or again, give them a call. 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Once again, the number is 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
You're a pain in the ass.
Don't mess with a black cat, man.
All right. I gotta share with this. So, two monkeys jumped into a bathtub, and the first monkey went. The second monkey said, "Well, then just turn the cold water on."
You can't get this kind of humor anywhere, people.
Okay. And speaking of pigs, apparently.
Are we talking about Britney Spears again?
Oh, my gosh. So many bad things have happened. So first off, the fellow, he had a genetically engineered kidney. This was supposed to be groundbreaking. It was a kidney that was like 99.999% human structure, DNA style. He lasted for 2 months and passed away, unfortunately. And speaking of pigs,
So when you are, okay, let's suppose, how do I want to put this delicately?
The hell with delicate. Let's just right. go ahead and say it.
You're in Canada.
I'm sorry.
You're in Canada. You have a house. You have two pet pigs.
Well, actually, you have a hoose.
A hoose.
And
you have two pet pigs, and next door is a slaughterhouse, or where they have pigs to be slaughtered. And there's a mobile slaughter service. And you leave for the day and decide to leave the pigs out.
Oh, I can see we got pork chops when you come back.
Yes. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. GPS had me at the wrong place. What do you want to do with all this?
Oh.
Here, let me just read this. I won't even read the article, but I'll just say, I'll just preface this by saying no duh. Okay. First human brain implant malfunctioned.
This one I was going to ask you about because Elon Musk has got his hands in this.
Oh, yes,
and
he does.
Like, and it got this. In principle, it's a great idea because sure. it could help paralyzed people.
Absolutely.
But when you start talking about digging into the brain and implanting foreign substances that are not inducive to the body,
yeah.
that's where you get into problems. If they haven't learned anything from heart transplants, mm-hmm. they should have learned that.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about, so you're right, they run into a problem, but they're like, well.
It's okay. No one died or anything, but the probes went in.
Control delete. Start it again.
We're going to turn them off and shut them down and bring them back up again and see if that reboots it. But no, apparently the probes are apparently supposed to go in. And apparently for some reason they started retracting out. Almost as if the body was trying to reject them. Shocker.
Gee, yeah. I wonder. Wow.
Wow.
Now, but here's the thing, though. Like I say, why do I see Boris Karloff and what's his name? Peter Lorre in this lab with all yes. these little...
Yes, master. Oh, yes. Let me throw the big switch.
Well, do it now.
Yes, doctor.
That's the picture I get when I see Elon Musk playing with the brain. Yeah,
speaking of Peter Lorre, do you know he didn't speak any English?
No, I did not know that.
Every line you saw Peter Lorre speak, he spoke, you got me on the Canadian. He spoke fluent German, but knew like, hello, nice to meet you, things like that. And everything he was taught to say was done phonetically. So he had to learn it in German words in his brain and just speak it. So like, if you ever see him, like he looks like he's stuck in a stare. That's because he's waiting for that last word for you to say, coffee.
That's my line. Yes, I'd like yes, some more, please.
You like them
yes, coffee. Thank you.
Yes, you yes.
would. Oh,
that, so that's
what a strange little character.
He was great. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
A test run of the Artemis space capsule showed that the heat shield was cracking instead of melting away, causing the debris to fly out behind, possibly ripping the parachutes in employment. Other than heat shield issues, engineers also discovered, quote unquote, anomalies with the spacecraft's, I can't make this up, separation, bolts, and power distribution. And and who, by some miracle, would the manufacturer be?
Boeing!
Boeing!
Here we go. Ding, 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 ding. Boeing is having a bad year, man.
I can't even make this stuff up. I'm like, what? Yeah, there you go.
And now they're finding out that there were people who would report things that were problems, and the company would say, shut up.
Yeah. Did you know the way we got this wing on, we had the six crew members jump up and down and up and down and up and down until it bent into shape and we slid into the holder? Yeah, so that doesn't sound like it was made for that particular wing. Yeah.
Oh, but it was the way we attached it with Gorilla Glue.
And those missing bolts. So. Hey, Gary, I found the bolts. Oh, it's a little late, isn't it? Oh, well, sorry about that. I didn't know we needed that. Well, bummer.
And can you imagine? Can you imagine a plane going at 30,000 feet, dropping a bolt in the top of your house?
No. And you heard about the I told you, what was it, last week? We talked about the fact that the landing deployment shield, it landed in a lawyer's backyard. Bad move. All right, here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And him in the corner.
It's my time of the week because it's like we are the fattest nation in the world. And the reason is because the food manufacturers determine we need to be that way. Yeah. It's my job to point out some of the garbage that you're going to be seeing in your near future. USA Today says P.F. Chang is offering a fortune cookie flower bouquet for Mother's Day. Ugh. The $40 bouquet has 12 fortune cookies with heartfelt messages like, you're my favorite, don't tell dad, but you're my favorite, and unlike fortune cookies, my love for you is unbreakable. Ugh. Oh, man, just finding a way to scam people. All right, Pro Services says Tropicana Orange Juice is offering couples pulp. Themed prenuptial agreements.
What?
Themed prenuptial agreements. Couples must decide if they are team pulp or team no pulp before signing the contract.
Oh, my God.
Tropicana launched the prenup agreements in order to promote their brand. Of course they did.
Jeez.
Sora News says some Starbucks are serving the Wimbledon Frappuccino. The Frappe has strawberry sauce, milk, and whipped cream. Ew. All right, here's a guy who's made a meal out of cicadas.
Yeah.
WHNS says a Greenwood, South Carolina man is making homemade meals out of cicadas. Josh Wicker collects the cicadas in his backyard. He then cooks fried cicadas, praline cicadas, and cicada tacos. One neighborhood commented, I wouldn't believe he was actually eating those bugs. UPI says that a team of 18 bakers in France recently baked a record-breaking 461-foot baguette. The baguette broke the previous record of 435 feet. Attendees were treated to Nutella-covered slices.
Oh, my God.
They had a lot of slices. All right, Business Wire says Oscar Mayer has launched a new line of stuffed hot dogs. Flavors include cheese, jalapeno cheddar, and chili cheese. Yeah. An 8-pack costs $5.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. QSR Magazine says Burger King is celebrating its 70th anniversary with a new birthday pie. Slices are filled with birthday cake, rainbow-colored sprinkles, cake bites, and whipped toppings. The New York Post says Wendy's recently launched a Nugs Party Pack featuring 50 chicken nuggets. It costs $15. Customers can enjoy the pack in spicy or regular flavors.
God.
Okay, let me see. Is this the last? Okay, here we go. And finally, I leave you with this. The New York Post, no, let me see. Okay. Let's see. KTHB says a North Little Rock, Arkansas mother recently gave birth to a baby boy at a Golden Corral buffet. The mother was dining when she suddenly went into labor. She delivered Tamar Coral Wolfork. His middle name is Corral in honor of the restaurant. Golden Corral gifted the mother with gift cards. One diner stated, I'll have what she's having. And another said, I think I'll go to Burger King. But there again is why we are the fattest nation in the world. Get yourself an
egg and beat it. All right. Thanks, Weird Al. Thanks. Appreciate it.
That would be the most disgusting thing. I'm sitting here with a Burger King or some kind of burger, and all of a sudden,
Yep. Hell, get me another plate.
Oh, God, man.
Oh, my gosh. What
see, it would not pay for me to see things like that because it's like, boy, I would have cracked all over that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's interesting you mentioned P.F. Chang. I picked up, and I do this all the flipping times. Bad Dan Mason. Bad Dan Mason. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Feel better?
No, I took the microphone cover off. All right. You go to P.F. Chang's, and it's a very nice and delightful, and the food is good, and the service is great. And then you go to the grocery store, and then the frozen section, there's the
PF Chang's. You got PF Chang's.
Yes, frozen whatever's. And I'm like, oh, man, that looks so good. Look at that packaging. Oh, look at the broccoli at the top. Then you bring it home. You follow the instructions to a T. And you know me.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. You are anal about things.
Yeah, this guy cooking and me, it's like, I get it. I understand how stuff works. I know what the temperature needs to be. I understand why water has to be introduced at a certain time. So I get it. I follow it to a T, and it looks like someone had crapped into the center of the pot. And it smelled like someone crapped into the center of the pot. And it tasted like someone crapped into my mouth. So my question to P.F. Chang is, you have such a good reputation on the outside world. You're not Panda Express, okay? You are an upscale Chinese food takeout / sit down. Why in God's name would you offer a crap product that you know is a crap product? That's my question. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't get it.
Speaking, I have the answer.
Yeah.
I have the answer. And it is not a very noble answer. The answer is because people are so impressed when they go to a P.F. Chang, because the food is absolutely delicious, that when they see that P.F. Chang on a food package in their grocery store, oh, God, it's going to got to be just like P.F. Chang's when I went to that restaurant. Mm. But what you forget is that there are a whole lot of ingredients added, lots of preservatives and things like that. And, of course, you know, and broccoli, when you cook broccoli, that can taste, smell like crap. Yeah. But, I mean, the thing of it is that P.F. Chang, it was just a rush to be able to capitalize on the name, because his recipes are well known around the world.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So like I say, don't buy the crap in the grocery store.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a public service announcement from the Slade and Mason Show.
And you know, it's interesting because it makes Panda Express taste like good food. That's the problem.
Oh.
And speaking of pandas, you heard about the Chinese zoo got in trouble?
Yeah, the one that decided that dogs should look like pandas, yeah. Right?
They were supposed to have some panda
bears. Story, you know.
So they didn't. They couldn't secure the panda bears. So they got some chow dogs and they painted them like a panda bear.
And if you know chow dogs, they are. They're big old round face dogs, big old round body dogs. Yep. And so they dyed their fur black and white.
Oh my gosh. Oh, what's that?
Speaking of shady.
Yeah.
All right. So you just mentioned the zoo in China. I mean, isn't that where the world's originating pandas? They're in China?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, why couldn't they just go to get one or two?
Yep. You know? Well, they are disappearing pretty quickly. So.
Well, I guess so, because everybody wants to pick up one and take it to their zoos.
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
So, all right. So.
I wanted to bring up something.
Minute, I wasn't finished my shady story.
All right. Go ahead.
The shady story.
Sorry.
Have you ever been to Luray Caverns?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Luray? Okay.
Yeah, it's like a 17-hour trip to get there. And then, yeah, go ahead.
It's a 50-minute stroll through. And, of course, they the ads, when they hear you, oh, yes, and listen, you can, what does 50,000 centuries, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, you know, you got music pumped through there. Mm-hmm. But if you take a look up, you will find that music is being pumped in. There are actual speakers.
I know.
With the music being pumped in. And that stalactite organ.
Well, we had to put microphones on each one of the little stylicles and then bring them into the. I'm like, okay, so it really doesn't work like you said. Oh, and what was that? $65 to get through the door? That's great. Oh, that's for children? Oh, okay. That's
See,
lovely.
Again, this is how we've made friends with our audience. Yeah,
we have no sponsors.
We will give you tickets to Luray Caverns. I think because I'm almost sure it was last year or something. All of a sudden this package came in and they were like 400.
Oh my gosh. Hey, speaking of food, you forgot a big story. A big, big story for someone else who will never, you know, advertise with us. I double dutch dare you people to advertise with us. But anyway, did you hear about Sonic?
No, I mean, because they sponsor Memphis Wrestling, and I watch that. I watch their ads all the time.
Okay, so have you ever been to a Sonic?
Yes.
It's supposed to be like a throwback to the 1950s.
There's one in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, there is one in Fredericksburg. And you go in, and you order food, and, you know, if you want to prepare, if you want to prep for a colonoscopy, come on down to Sonic's, okay? It's guaranteed that it's just going to stay for a short period of time, and then slip away.
Kind of like McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Oh, my stomach.
I'm loving it.
Oh, get it again. Fine, boy. Yes. So apparently there's a new trend that you can go to Sonic and ask for a pickled Dr. Pepper. And they will take 3 pickles and drop them into your Dr. Pepper. So that you can have a pickled pepper, a peanut Sonic pickled pepper. That is the most disgusting. And someone said, oh, it's so good. You should try it. You know what? No. No, I don't have to try it. That's like people putting, what they do, they used to put milk in Pepsi. I don't know if people do that.
Yeah. Oh, see, now, you know who did that?
The Laverne
DeFazio.
Yeah.
Laverne DeFazio. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I tried that just because I wanted to see what it was like, and it's really
was it just
gross.
Disgusting? Because you imagined it would be.
Yeah, it was actually. You
oh
know?
My gosh!
Hey, I was thinking, how the hell could you drink this?
Do you have like a Dollar General by you, or like a dollar store near you? Near where
yes,
you live?
As a matter of fact, we have, here's a lovely thought. We have, let's see, there's a Family Dollar.
Yeah.
There's a Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Dollar Tree.
Awesome.
So we have all 3 in our little town.
Okay. You know how like you went there?
5,000 people.
And they have this nice little alcove at the top. It's got this, it looks like a little tiny little triangle over the door. Goes up, it's got the, and it has the name Dollar Store up in the area. And it's got lit up and everything. Okay. Yep. Apparently, a homeless woman has been living in one of those little rooftop signs in Michigan for like the past year, complete with a computer and a coffee maker, and she ran a cable. They have no idea how she got up there because there's no ladder, there's no stairway, they can't figure it out, and she's been living there for like a year. To wit, the local said, yeah, we have a homeless problem here in our town. You think? Oh, and I don't mean to laugh at her, but I'm like, what a resourceful young lady. I love it. That's perfect.
I have a story that, because you may be able to understand how this happens.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know the house that I live in right now?
Yeah, I do.
In the back, it had a security light, I guess it was,
okay,
that was on 24 hours a day. So earlier this week, Bank Tells called me and said, I was out smoking and it's like I took a look up there and it looked like the light is burning the post-its on.
Oh, okay.
I thought, okay, so I called
the owner of the house.
Yes, and explained the situation. So I thought, well, I know he'll get an electrician. No, we don't do that. We just get our chief engineer to come on out and take a look at it and do what has to be done. Next thing I know, here's my chief engineer. He's got a ladder. He's climbed up there and he's snipped it and then bound it with tape again so that it doesn't spark and such. But he said that the light was some kind of I can't remember what he said, but the light has been constant for the last 16 years.
That's not good.
Never burned out.
Yeah, so it's like an never arc light. What am I thinking of? Sodium light. It's a sodium light.
They last forever and ever.
Yep.
Yeah, well, see, again, and I thought, man, it's like, why can't they, if they can do that with that light, why can't they just make a light bulb that'll do the same thing?
Because it's so flipping bright. It's like someone just lit the sun up in your room. I can't think. I can't see. Oh, for God's sake, turn it down. God, no.
And you'll see people. See people with hot dogs and sticks standing around the light.
I'll lean over the light. Hey, man, it's almost done. Oh, God. All right. All right. So, well.
Yeah, let me see the closest with a straight face.
You got that problem solved.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Well, if you stayed with us to the end, boys and girls, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Please be sure to subscribe. And then next week, you'll have to endure this all over again.
And before we leave, to all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day! Bye-bye!
Bye-bye! Oh, are we done? Yeah. The Slade and Mason Show is a Dan Mason, Bill Todman production, also in part by Slayco Productions, as well as Mattel. Tune in next week when we say, hey, it's Sunday.
Y'all come back. Are you here? Hey, listen, we only got another 3 weeks and we get to do this again for Father's Day.
If only I had a song like that. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a
real father for you. I'm a real father for you.
Are we out?
Yeah, we're out.